It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we were just talking about some celebrities who have died over the past couple of days.
Yeah.
Another one who just died yesterday was Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Baseball legend.
Oh, my gosh.
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Also known as Charlie Hustle.
Charlie Hustle, yeah.
He was a professional baseball player and manager. He played from 1963 until 1986, most prominently as a member of the Cincinnati Reds lineup, known as the Big Red Machine, for their dominance of the National League in the 1970s.
This is before your time, right?
Well before my time.
Well before your time.
He was successful playing for the Philadelphia Phillies, where he won his third World Series championship. He also had a brief stint with the Montreal Expos.
Oh.
And he also then managed the Cincinnati Reds from 1984 until 1989.
Okay.
Rose was born and raised in Cincinnati. After high school, his uncle, who happened to be a scout for the Reds, got him a tryout, and then the Reds signed him to a minor league deal in the summer of 1960. By the end of his first full season in the minors in 1961, he had turned heads with the second best batting average in the league.
Wow.
And he was running flat out every play, even after being walked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1963, his first year in the majors, that effort earned him the nickname Charlie Hustle. Various accounts say that Yankees pitcher Whitey Ford is responsible for that nickname.
Oh.
He gave it to him sarcastically at spring training, either after seeing him run after being walked, or when he made an effort to climb the fence to try and catch a home run that was about 100 feet over his head.
They call him Charlie Hustle.
Old Charlie Hustle. So Rose was a switch hitter, and he is Major League Baseball's all-time leader in hits, games played, at-bats, singles, and outs.
Wow.
He won 3 World Series championships, 3 batting titles, 1 Most Valuable Player award, and the Rookie of the Year award. He made 17 All-Star appearances in an unequaled 5 different positions.
Wow.
He won 2 Golden Glove awards when he was an outfielder in 1969 and 1970, and he was the only player in Major League history to play more than 500 games at 5 different positions.
That is a lot of stuff.
And those were first, second, third base, left field, and right field.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And the tragedy, I'm in my late 40s, and the thing that I know him for is none of that.
Right. Well, what you know him for is what happened to him in 1989, which is when he was penalized with permanent ineligibility from baseball amidst accusations that he gambled on baseball games while he played for and managed the Reds.
That's it, yeah.
The charges of wrongdoing included claims that he bet on his own team, which Rose vehemently denied for years.
Mm.
In 1991, the Baseball Hall of Fame formally voted to ban those on the permanently ineligible list from induction. Although he remains ineligible to be in the Hall of Fame, artifacts from his career are on display inside the museum.
Oh, but he can't.
Which is interesting. He can't be inducted into it, but his stuff
is
there. Yeah, I guess.
That's interesting.
He was inducted into the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame in 2016.
Okay.
So after years of public denial, he admitted in his 2004 autobiography that he bet on baseball and on the Reds.
Okay.
The criticism of Rose did not diminish after this admission. Some of his supporters were outraged that he would reverse 15 years of denial as part of a book publicity tour.
Gotta sell books, Sarah.
Yeah. As of March 2014, Rose was earning more than $1 million annually from many paid public appearances and autograph signings, and these included appearances in Cooperstown, not at the museum, but in Cooperstown, around the time of the Hall of Fame induction weekend each year.
Like at the Applebee's across the street?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like
that. Bookstore or something like that.
Yeah.
So Rose died at his home in Las Vegas yesterday at the age of 83. A cause of death was not immediately known. However, he had attended an autograph event in Franklin, Tennessee, just the day before.
Yeah, I saw that. So, some pictures taken with some other celebrities there as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's very sad. Very sad. But I'm glad that I learned so much more about Pete Rose, because all I knew about was the gambling thing. I didn't know about that actually he was such an amazing baseball player
as well.
Absolutely. You picked out a record to go along with the Pete Rose, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so because he was Charlie Hustle, we're going to play You Better Run by the Rascals.
Oh, he will run. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, The Rascals, and You Better Run. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Charlie Hustle,
yes.
a.k.a. Pete Rose,
yes.
Who died yesterday
at
the age of 83.
In Las Vegas. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, Yankees pitcher Whitey Ford gave Pete Rose his nickname, Charlie Hustle.
He is MLB's all-time leader in hits, games played, and at-bats.
And Pete Rose is the only player in Major League history to play 500 games at five different positions.
Has anybody else thought that he maybe the fact that he had this his issue that he became known for that kind of eclipsed his successes on the field was gambling, and then the city that he died in was Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, was he a gambler like his entire life?
I don't know.
I think
I think when all these accusations started coming out, he admitted he gambled on other sports.
Oh, okay.
But not baseball. But then he did. Then he did.
15 years later. Uh-huh. Okay. I got you. Folks want to learn more about Pete Rose, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is. Today's Wiki Quarter, of course, like we said, brought to you by Nibble Egg Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. You can also check out this on Facebook Live as it unfolds every day at 410, facebook.com/legends1027. Plus, the video gets archived up on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Sarah's Wiki Corner for the entire video collection, all right there. It's like a blockbuster, a virtual blockbuster of Wiki Corners. All right, see you back tomorrow. Fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah. Traffic, weather, and more of your favorites on the way as we work our way to 5 o'clock and the legendary drive at 5.